This is just an example of looking at the slave population and the freed population. A lot of people like to say, oh, well, there were more, you know, freed black people. Well, not as much as we might think. It's always kind of hovered around that 13%, which is kind of fascinating, I think, to think about, considering that 13% is pretty much the percentage that the black population has been overall in the United States since the time slavery ended. So slavery ends, and what happens? We have Reconstruction. Reconstruction was set to do three things. Reconstruction was set to figure out what to do with freed slaves, how to integrate them, how to deal with Southern states that had aimed to move away from the Union, and how to integrate the Confederate leadership. One of the big things that came out of what to do with slaves was 40 Acres and a Mule, which you all have probably heard about. Well, one thing you might not know is that General Grant issued Field Order Number 15. This was 40 Acres and a Mule to give acres of land from former slave owners to formerly enslaved people. That did not happen. And part of thinking about one of the reasons why it didn't happen is because after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, a lot of things got reversed. Okay, then the Freedmen's Bureau was created. This was supposed to provide resources, education, job training, food, clothing to freed black people. Black people worked. They put their money in the Freedmen's Bureau. It was a bank of sorts, as black people still weren't able to take it full advantage in certain places of access to economic resources. And the Freedmen's Bureau completely failed. So all that money that black people had invested in that failed at that mark. Then we go, of course, to a similar period of time with Rutherford B. Hayes, of course, taking over after Abraham Lincoln and sort of bartering on black people, and Reconstruction ended early. Why is that significant? Because one of the biggest things he did that people miss is that he allowed the Southern states to start back ruling themselves. So what happened at that point was that Union soldiers left Southern states. This is part of the narrative about states' rights. This is where it really, really comes from. And so part of the states' rights meant that they could construct different ways to re-enslave black people, like through convict leasing, where in the state of Alabama, 75% of its state revenue came from convict leasing, roughly the same percentage that came from enslavement.